Want your face to glow like mine? Well, look here, Nene. You're going to have to stop washing your face with the same soap you wash your ass with. For more self-love advice, watch Coffee with Kitty every Friday morning at 9 a.m.
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Get up. And then they got to go. Wake up, bitch, get up. Get up.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, fuck you!
Yes! Fuck you too!
Meow, it's the Arkansas Baby Doll, and you're tuned in to Kitty Pink Radio, spinning all your favorite independent music, possibly from your backyard. Don't go. Come catch a vibe or two.
But who's the hardest to deal with in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Kitty.
Very seriously.
But Kitty is... God damn it, man. Sometimes you just want to knock the shit out of her, but you can't. You can't.
Hell yeah, KB.
You can hear the crowd sing along. Everybody know my songs. Had the crowd learn to walk. Country girl, small town. 14 years dedicated. Look, ma, I finally made it. Never thought I'd ever say it. But today I live my dreams. Body parts protecting me. Crazy fans loud screaming. Flashing lights on every scene. Autographs, lots of pictures. Signs that say we love you, kitty. Superstar, my new status. Fantasizing, please don't wake me. Let me finish with this dream. Just bought a house, 50 pools, move my granny out the hood, pay my ties like I should, LG, life's good, expensive cars, fancy clothes, can go to private school, Jordan, I get what he want, just because mommy's boss, see you later, no worries, baby, Mariana, ain't it banking, never thought.
Good morning, my loves. How y'all doing? Hey. Good morning to all of y'all. It is Friday the 13th, 2023. A lot of threes there, huh? This year we gonna normalize not being stuck in all the superstitious bull crap. I don't think it's you know, it should be scary or bad luck or what the hell ever. Get over it, you guys. It is Friday the 13th. I hope everybody is having a good morning. I hope everybody has started off on a good note. If not, I want you to just take you a deep breath. Let's do it together. Let's take us a deep breath. Hold that shit. Y'all know how y'all be when y'all smoking that weed. Hold that shit. Now release it. You gonna be all right, little mama. You gonna be all right, little daddy. Life gets heavy, and life been heavy. Life been real, real heavy. Life is so heavy that nature is feeling it. There's a lot of things going on right now. All that, it, you know, how it dropped down. It was real, real cold. And then now all of a sudden we got the warm weather. And then all of a sudden we get cold again. And it's just been the weather is even feeling it. I even seen a post the other day that said something about, you know, the energy is off. Is it just them or is the energy is off? Y'all, the energy has been off for a long, long time. Those of you who are not spiritually inclined or just not tuning in to your spiritual, the spiritual part of you, you just not feeling it because you're so stuck in the physical sense. I told y'all a long time ago, do not get stuck in this physical ish because this physical ish will have you all off. A lot of y'all been off. And when I say this physical shit be having y'all off, that's exactly why you're just now realizing like there's been a shift. There's been a shift for over 7-8 years, y'all. Nobody's paying attention to it because of all the distractions. And it's the truth behind it. A lot of the times we get distracted with media. That's why it's so important to take you to purge, to take you a break, to take you a fast. That's why sometimes y'all might not see me for a couple of weeks or a couple of days or stuff like that. Like some of the stuff that I cover over here, it be so heavy. Like I'm already battling on my own damn demons. It's like you're taking on the weight of the other demons and you have to release that shit. So that's why I take a break over here sometimes. It's, you know, it work and flow like that when you work for yourself. So anyway, y'all know what it is. It's Fly Girl Friday. My fly girl go to all y'all ladies out there. Mwah, 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 mwah. I didn't go and get a whole bunch of headlines. I do know that Lisa Marie Presley passed on yesterday. I'm not sure. I just know we got the news later on last night. But Lisa Marie Presley passed on yesterday. Let me tell y'all something. The one thing that's for sure is death. We just don't never know which one is gonna get called, y'all. A lot of people always get surprised when there's a death or something like that. But it's just the fact of not knowing. That's all, baby. That's all, baby. You just don't be knowing, baby. Anyway, like I said, I didn't really do a whole bunch of digging for stories, although there were quite a few interesting stories. But you're going to be seeing me 5 days a week. And go, kitty. Go, kitty. Go, go. Go, kitty. Y'all gonna get to see me and hear me 5 days a week now. So, you know, I can kind of cover, instead of trying to load a whole bunch of topics together for a Friday show, for a show once a week, we gonna spread this shit thin. I hope y'all been paying attention. Your girl is back up and busy. Mondays, y'all can catch Coffee with Kitty on, and that's another reason why, like, we're gonna have to, I'm spreading myself thin. So with me spreading myself thin, some of the content's gonna have to be a little bit thinner, which is okay. It gives me a lot more time to go in depth about how I feel, or, you know, all that stuff. But on Mondays, y'all catch me on the Wild Out Radio. If you, it's terrestrial radio, y'all. A lot of people are not familiar with terrestrial radio. I'll say you country people, because a lot of other people is on the game. But a lot of people are not familiar with terrestrial radio. Terrestrial radio is how I got my start in, and, you know, being a radio personality. You all know that I was with Tri-Coastal Radio. Well, I'm still with Tri-Coastal Radio. It's forever. Got it on my wall right now. I'm staring at it. But I started with Tri-Coastal Radio, and there are other radio stations that are terrestrial radios. So, like, when I say, oh, I'm on the radio, and y'all feel like, oh, well, what station? Let me tune in. No, it's not like that. You got to get on the internet for it. But www.thewild.radio.com. King, excuse me. Turn it. No, I'm doing my show. Don't do that. Sorry, y'all. The little one is here this morning. What was I even saying? I forgot what the hell I was saying. Good morning. Hey, baby. How y'all doing over there on Twitch? Shout out to those of you on all platforms, Spotify, Anchor.fm, wherever you listening right now. If it's on Facebook, it's on Bigo, wherever you listening from right now, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me see. Let me stop fussing at my baby on air. I be fussing at my baby when y'all, I think y'all ain't listening. Let me stop fussing at him on air. Y'all know I'm petty. I can't let shit go. My bad. I forgot to give y'all weather report. Siri, told y'all this morning show is really impromptu as hell. Hey, Siri. What's the weather for this weekend?
The forecast is calling for both cloudy skies and clear skies this weekend. Daytime temperatures will start around 53 degrees and will head up to 62, with overnight lows between 30 and 36 degrees.
I want to thank God that I'm down here. I hope we don't see any of the bad weather that everybody else is seeing. I see Ellen DeGeneres on I don't know what that was, but I seen a clip of her by her house. There's a stream that runs by her house, and it was just, she was just showing how it was flooding and stuff. There's a lot of flood. It never rains in Southern California. They tell me that's a motherfucking lie, because it's going to rain for 7 days and seven nights. I was talking to my baby daddy. Y'all know he a pastor. And he was speaking on some of the things that were said in the Bible, how we were not going to be able to tell the seasons apart and stuff like that. And, you know, I ain't going to even lie to y'all. I can't even argue with him. I ain't disagreeing none of that. It is getting weird out here because, I mean, how do you explain all that snow? All that snow is now melting. So that's why everybody's getting all the rain, and all the other areas below or wherever, you know, is getting the effects from all of that. The weather's just crazy out here, man. Y'all need to be paying attention. There have been, like, scientists, people, you know, the nerds, they've been telling us that, hey, y'all abusing the earth. Y'all remember them tree huggers and all that? Those kids in school that you killed yourself laughing at because, oh, they know too much, they talk too much. Well, they've been telling us for some years, like, y'all, the pollution is messing with the earth. What y'all doing is messing with the earth. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? global warming, like, they've been saying all this stuff for a long, long time. Nobody was paying them any attention. And now that it's happening, everybody's panicking. The best you can do is try to see what you can pull together to make sure that you and your family are okay. To make sure that, you know, whatever area you live in, y'all need to be checking out the weather. Now, the weather report over here be ghetto, but I be giving y'all the weather report. I don't do the global, the worldwide weather, but most definitely the areas where I'm at, I cover them for the simple fact, like, we need to know what the weather's going to be like. Y'all remember when our grannies used to watch the Weather Channel and we didn't understand it? Yeah, that way. But prayers out to all the people who are affected by all this what's going on with the weather and stuff like that. God bless you. That's all I can say. Anyway, let's get into some things. There's this video. Somebody had put on, who was it? I don't know. Somebody had wrote a status stating why does Amber Rose call herself black? And I had stated that she was mixed because they got Amber Rose. I got to figure out which documentary it was because there are so many apps on my TV. But I was watching a documentary on colorism, and Amber Rose happened to be one of the people that were on that particular show. And Amber Rose was claiming that she was mixed breed. So I've always been under the guise that Amber Rose was mixed, that she was black and white. But they was just like, no, she not such and such, such and such. They even pulled up some stuff. And I ended up going down a deep, dark hole like I'm Alice in Wonderland trying to figure out if Amber Rose truly is mixed. And I came across something, which I didn't just come across it. Somebody had been sent it to me. I just didn't feel like it was worthy of conversation. But hey, what's up, Dix? But I finally got a chance to watch this. This has been out for a couple of weeks now. Amber Rose was on Drink Champs, and she was talking to Myrtle Monk. I guess that's his name, to my understanding. He happens to be a battle rapper. And I'm going to play this clip, and then I'm going to speak on a couple of things that I'd like to speak on, taking from this clip. Let's go.
The freestyle. Well,
I could just say it.
But I heard what you said. That's why I felt some type of way.
No, I said, we'll get all the views. Violence, stupid new challenge, Whole lot of ignorant dudes on the news wildin'. Chicks booked for 2,000. Post the new styling. Think about it. Having no talent, that's the new talent. I saw a chick on red carpet. I said, tell me what you do. She said, I'm pretty. Pairs, click, titties, belly button too. I twerk for the gram. My videos get hella bunch of views. That's very fucking cool. But tell me what you do. It's disgusting. They say hoes, women.
But why? Why is it disgusting? Because you're a hater. Men are haters that women make money and go get booked for 2,000 because they're fucking pretty.
No.
Don't hate the bitch. Hate the consumer.
Damn.
I was still going. No.
But he's saying it from an observatory.
Yeah.
Observing a bitch making money because right, so she's pretty for this? And twerking.
Hold on. Let the bitch twerk and make her fucking money. Check this out. Look.
Am I tripping?
Check this out.
Where's the bitch?
What about when you did that? What about the girl when she did that, right? Got the 2,000, right? For 3 months, right?
So?
But then she was going to get $10 million from this company, but then seen her do that shit and said, nah, it's over
now. Why is that your business? Stay out of women's business.
That's hurting your... No.
Hurting who?
Herself.
Damn.
Women's body.
No,
listen to me.
It's not about nobody.
No,
it's not about policing a body.
Policing women's bodies. If she wants to twerk and make $2,000,
what if you giving her advice? What if you know she can make $10 million? She about to, right?
I ain't no she, man.
Look. All right, I got a question. If you knew a woman was gonna make $10 million. 3 months from then, who knows that?
Who knows the future? A fortune teller?
Somebody that was going to give her the $10 million. How about that?
But my whole thing is, how are you going to pay the bills for the past three months? What the fuck's going to happen?
Without nothing and don't conform because they know what they're going
to
get later. So niggas don't just take the quick bread.
You want somebody to
be
homeless?
We never know the quick bread. You just said you want us to care.
Right? Don't want us to care.
You just said you wanted us to care.
Okay, you know what I'm saying, like Amber hit on so much in there, and I really feel like she was getting emotional sometimes when I've been there before. I've been there where I've been on air with some ignorant ass nigga. Matter of fact, y'all catch us every Wednesday at 12 noon, or as Rip used to say, noon o'clock every Wednesday. Me and 4-5 are back and we're doing War of the Roses. Y'all missed us, we came back. But back to what I was saying, it's crazy to me how men so elaborately exposed and exploited women. And when they were making money off of exposing and exploiting women, it was okay. Matter of fact, that's the movement now. And now all of a sudden men have an issue. I'm gonna tell y'all exactly what it is. It's the pimp grooming his hoe, making sure she on point, schooling his hoe, and having her come back and give him the earnings for the game that he done gave her. It's the exact same thing with this industry shit. A lot of men, because it's always been male dominated, a lot of men have made a lot of fucking bread off of exploiting women. And let's not even go into all the things that they have done behind closed doors to these women. The things that they made these young ladies do, knowing that they were ambitious and really wanting to get on. And they do anything. Like, it's crazy to me that for so long males have dominated the system and basically did what they had to do, you know what I'm saying, to exploit feminism. And now that women have taken that into their own hands and they're doing it themselves, men have an issue with it. Let's be realistic here. At the end of the day, whatever your morality feels like, my lifestyle or Amber Rose's lifestyle or anybody else's lifestyle, that ain't none of your damn business. I say this all the time. We be too worried about the next motherfucker. Worry about your children. Worry about what type of daughter that you're going to raise. Amber Rose is right. Y'all be trying to police women's bodies, and men and women alike. It ain't even just the niggas out here trying to police women's bodies. Women too. That it simply from, I was trying to find a clip. I was trying to find this clip. Matter of fact, the girl that comes up after this clip was just like, it's crazy to me that he would even have to explain to her why that's disgusting. Let me tell y'all something. It's so crazy to me that the same people that people eat up and beat up on are the same people that they find comfort in at 3 a.m. in the morning with their hands in their pants and some fucking lotion. It's disgusting to be a porn star. It's disgusting to be a prostitute. It's disgusting to work in any area of sex. There's any type of sex work that's disgusting to y'all, but at the same time, y'all are the consumers. That's what Amber Rose was talking about. Y'all are consumers. People trip me out. It aggravates my whole soul how people throw rocks and hide their hand. The same activities that this bitch is getting money from, a lot of y'all enjoy. And I'm not just talking to the niggas right now. I'm talking to the females too. How many of y'all go to the script club? Yeah, I said script. How many of y'all go to the script club? How many of y'all watch motherfucking these movies and stuff? Like, y'all, the people have even started incorporating exotic dancers in events like Usher. Y'all know Usher got his residency in Las Vegas. Is it Las Vegas? Wherever Usher got his residency at, y'all know most of the clips that we've all been witnessing are of an exotic dancer popping her ass, shaking her ass, and I'm with Amber. Why is y'all mad? If a woman is doing that, okay, if you don't get down with it, cool. That's you. They okay with that. But at the end of the day, y'all be trying to raise grown-ass women that didn't even pop out your pussy or your, ooh, shit, I'm trying, I see, I'm like Amber right now. I'm not articulating myself correctly. But y'all be trying to raise grown-ass women that you didn't birth, that you had no fun making. Y'all be trying to raise your daughter. Raise your daughter how you want it. I should not be an example for your child. It shouldn't be my responsibility solely. If I drop a gem or I give your baby some game, cool. But they should not be looking up to me. You should be so present in your child's life, mom or dad. You should be so present in your child's life, you ain't got to worry about social media influencing them. You ain't got to worry about their peers influencing them. Because I'm going to be real with you. That's really where your child gets your influence from. A lot of times, it ain't even got nothing to do with your household. It's got something to do with the school they go to. The extracurricular activities that they are in. There are other children. You don't know what other people are doing in their houses. And with that being said, that's cool too. Stay in your lane. Police your house. Police your daughter's body. Make sure your daughter ain't out here twerking. Make sure your daughter ain't out here on the pole. Make sure your daughter is not on the strip, on the blade, selling cooch. Make sure y'all need to take care of your kids. Stop trying to raise grown-ass women. Because just like your child, we're going to do what the fuck we want to do anyway. I'm so sick of people feeling like that God died and left them in charge. And that's what a lot of y'all do. It's crazy how church has become, the church is worldwide. I don't have to go to a building for the treatment that I'm already getting treated like that in the world. I sit at home. People are going to judge me on site anyway. Why would I commit to going to a building every fucking Sunday, Wednesday and Sunday? Why would I commit to purposely having this happen to me? Y'all police women's bodies, everybody. Not even just men. I'm not even talking about men because let's be clear. There are women who agree with these men and stuff like that. And if you think it's wrong for somebody to strip, cool. That's your business. Make it your business to make sure that your daughter, your niece, the females that you're responsible for, because y'all don't be responsible for these females. I agree with everything Amber Rose was telling this man. I do. Y'all always trying to police the woman's body. I can't say certain things. I can't do certain things because I'm a lady. That's not ladylike. It's so crazy to me that grown-ass men don't want women telling them how to be real men. But when it comes down to us, y'all can tell us how to be fucking ladies. That's a little queer, bro, sis. It baffles me. Y'all have too many opinions about shit that don't even... Y'all have opinions about stuff that don't matter in your life. And are opinions cool? Absolutely. You're supposed to be an opinionator. You're supposed to think for yourself. But at the end of the day, you ain't got no business trying to push your thought process off on me. Just like I don't have no business pushing mine off on you. I support the LGBTQ community. Shit, I'm the B in the alphabet. I support them. I don't get mad at nobody else that don't. Just like I don't get mad at nobody who feels like me being a bisexual female is wrong. Family, friends, whoever. Okay, you don't like that. That's cool. I respect that. I respect that as long as you respect me. And that's the thing. Y'all be wanting to be disrespectful two people because they don't believe like you believe, but you feel like they supposed to respect you. Like Amber said, that's none of your business whether or not a woman could be making 10 men. Who the fuck are you? You're a battle rapper. And like I said, men got on exposing and exploiting women, but now that women are exploiting themselves and getting the bag, it's a problem. Like I said, that's just like a pimp in a hoe situation. You mad at your hoe because she know how to make her own money now. She don't need your ism. That's the vibes that the game is giving me right now. Because, I mean, and I'm talking about with everything. There's been a shift in the energy. That's that energy that y'all feeling. Division. Y'all keep saying there's a shift in the energy. I don't know what it is. Division. They dividing us all. Black, white, Puerto Rican. Like they're the, and that's another thing. Like, damn, y'all. Do y'all not see that it's not a us versus us, but it's a them versus us? The government is trying to unalive us. Are y'all woke? The government is trying to unalive us. Man, woman, child, grandma, papa, it don't matter. And yet y'all busy with shit like a woman shouldn't be twerking. Why can't I twerk? What the fuck is me twerking bothering you? Why can't I dress? Why can't I show off my body? Why can't I be proud of my body? Oh, you're not supposed to. That's unladylike. Why are y'all always trying to tell women? Y'all, that is policing women. From the beginning of time, we've been policed. Why? Why is it okay for you to exploit me, but me, myself, I can't do that? A lot of these, the rap game, hip-hop, let's be real, the hip-hop community thrived because of those beautiful video vixens. Do y'all remember the era of the video vixen? So now you mad at the little girls that was looking up to the women that you were exploiting back in the 99-2000s. Do y'all not remember BET Late Night? What was the name of that damn show? Uncut. Do y'all not remember that? Y'all don't remember Nelly swiping the credit card down that girl's ass? To me, that's disgusting. That's the disgusting thing. That's disgusting. And now y'all want the little girls that those women inspired to clean it up, huh? Y'all made it easy for people to get in the game without no talent. You talking about, oh, I was on the red carpet and this young lady told me I got titties. I'm an Instagram. Well, what do you do? She ain't gotta do shit but be pretty. And if she getting paid for that, who am I to get mad at her? Get shit, go the fuck off, sis. Cause if I can get paid for just being my little pretty ass, trust and believe I am. That's why I wasn't fucked up about what nobody said when I opened my OnlyFans. Was not. People was paying to see my content. And it wasn't all no nasty shit. You just had to be over there to see it. It was the stuff I was getting banned on Facebook for. That's what I was doing on my OnlyFans. Y'all get mad at when y'all exploit women. It's good for us to lay down. Y'all feel like we just supposed to be here to be permanent holes for y'all to stick your dang-a-langs in, most of you men. You don't respect us. You don't look at us. We have to act a certain way for you to look at us some certain way. That's stupid as hell. Am I supporting and pushing the agenda for women to live the life that society deems unladylike? Absolutely not. But what I'm saying is a lot of times y'all act like a motherfucker just pop out the coochie and know what they supposed to be doing. Just like parents. When we come to parents, they don't be knowing what to do with us. So what makes you think if our parents are using us as guinea pigs, that means that we have to test and experiment so we can figure life out. And y'all are so unforgiving for y'all to be praising such a forgiving God. Hello, hallelujah, glory, oh, ha, ha, that was a shot. Stop policing women's bodies. You mad about what we wear, how we wear it. And let me tell y'all something. One of y'all made me so mad the other day, and I'm so proud of myself because I handled that like a lady. Ha ha. Get it? Lady. Ah, ah. But I was such a lady about it. I just asked the gentleman, hey, sir, over here we don't body shame. I posted a picture of Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige, I'm sure Mary done been under the knife a little bit, but she might have had small procedures. She's still natural. So she kind of had dimples in her booty. And some one of you, oh, and he looked like he want to be a pimp. Yeah, I'm roasting your ass right now, sir, if you watching. I'm sorry. I got to give it to you because I wanted to say all this to you the other day, but I did not want to disrupt the mood I was in. But this nigga is on his profile looking like an old school pimp himself, but decides that he wants to get in my comment section and disrespect the queen. He got in my comment section and said that Mary J. Blige, he said her behind her rear end looks like cottage cheese. Y'all done seen Mary. Mary is 52 years old, baby. Y'all make it your business to try to damage a woman's self-esteem. And I'm not just talking about a black or a woman. Y'all make all these comments about women. Me and my homegirl was talking about it just the other day. Man, y'all don't understand. Something that you might think, y'all got to stop being so damn nonchalant and tap into your feminine side so your senses go off when the energy gets weird because you done said some dumbass shit. But y'all say things and y'all think it's funny and it's not. How would you feel if all the time, somebody poking at your motherfucking appearance? All the time. I don't give a damn. And I'm not just speaking because I know a lot of people is like, oh, she on one of her BBW reds. No, the fuck I'm not. I'm not just talking about fat women. I'm talking about even the most perfect women. Y'all find something wrong with them, something to make them feel insecure about. Y'all point out the one flaw. And I'll be damned if you know that that's already something that she's insecure about. You pick at it even more. That's another reason why you have to take a break from social media. It's hard to when you're an influencer or you're a creator or whatever you do with the media. It's hard to take a break with it because that's how you get your bread. But with so much drama in the world, nigga. So many people, so many haters, so many miserable ass people. Like, and then that's another thing. Like, y'all be putting shit up under people's shit. I went to Lizzo page and there were so many people. And it's crazy to me because they say your haters are your fans. And I mean that shit. So many people in that girl comment section making sure that they make a comment that would possibly make her feel like shit. You gotta be a miserable soul to wake up every day ready to talk about somebody and what they not, what they is, and what they, why? Why point out somebody flaws? Lizzo know she fat, bitch. That girl know she fat, just like I'm sure Mary J. Blige knows she got them dimples in her booty. She put on that two-piece. I'm sure she knew she had them dimples in her booty. But at the end of the day, then if she go and get that fixed, then all of a sudden, there's a whole conversation about Mary J. Blige when he got cosmetic surgery, y'all. You condemn her for that, too. That's what I'm saying. Y'all are consistently policing women's bodies. And it's unfair as fuck. Let it go. Long as your daughter ain't out here stripping and on poles and selling coochie, that's all you need to be worried about. And stop saying that the reason that you're worried about it is because these are the women that your daughters look up to. Bitch, you be the woman. You be the man that your daughter look up to. Cardi B is not responsible for raising my nieces. I'm not either. They mamas and daddies are. And that's not even to be mean. That's respectfully. I'm sick of everybody blaming media. Y'all, that's what I said. Y'all just like church people. You need the devil so you don't feel bad about your habitual ass sins. You have to have the devil to blame that shit on so you feel better about yourself. Women like Amber Rose are your devil. Nigga, you ain't no telling how many times this nigga, he looked like the type of nigga to bust the motherfucking strip club doors wide open and throw at least 10 G's in the air and let women gyrate and shake their ass all in his face and eat wings. It's cool when they do it. When I do, it's a problem. Fuck them. Y'all go to these establishments and y'all support the habits. And then you turn around and condemn those same habits that you have. But the reason you feel like you're superior, you know what I'm saying? I'm just the consumer. The consumer is the bad person in this. It's not the person that's doing it. Because let's be clear. If thirsty-ass niggas like you wasn't out there, sir, Amber Rose wouldn't have a chance on this camera. Y'all always asking for women to come with the women in the rap game. Y'all be wanting femcees. All she talk about is pussy. Nigga, that's all y'all done promoted and exploited for years. It made y'all rich. Why can't we do it now? I'm over it. I can talk to him blue in the face because some of y'all will get it. And I thank God for those of you who are trying to understand and keeping your mind open to try to think differently and stop following the motherfucking trends. So many of you talk about how you're a leader and not a follower, but y'all do a lot of following. Y'all, a lot of y'all jump on the bandwagon with the least amount of research, with the least amount of information, backstory. A lot of y'all jump on the bandwagon. A lot of y'all jumped on this bandwagon with the yeah. It says Amber Rose and murder, Mook great battle debate, Mook 1-0, Amber Rose 0-1. And I'm sure a man wrote that. I'm very certain that a man wrote that. He really thought he won. And the truth is he really didn't. Amber really put game on him. And that's another thing, like y'all be trying to gaslight people. Knowing damn well everything sis just said was correct. Everybody in the room even agreed with her. You mad at the girl that's making the money? Nigga, you should be mad at the consumer. And at the end of the day, you can call it disgusting all you want, Mook, or whatever the fuck your name is. It can be disgusting as you want it to be, sir, but you still are probably going to participate. Strip club still open. Matter of fact, I was talking to my cousin the other day. My cousin's an exotic dancer. And don't y'all know the club be lit in the daytime? I didn't even know the club be lit in the daytime. I thought that the club is an active place at nighttime. But the club be lit at lunchtime. Niggas be getting off lunch break. That's what I'm saying. Y'all are mad at these women acting like she has a problem when those, it's really the people that's going to support. They the ones that got the problem. They the ones need to see some ass. Who needs to see ass and titties at lunchtime for their 30-minute break at that? These niggas is going to the strip club on their 30 and hour minute breaks. Why are you mad? Man, I love y'all. I want you to love yourselves. I'm finna get up out of here, but I seen that and I was just like, you know what? That's what we finna talk about. Right here. We need to have this conversation. And it's crazy, y'all quiet this morning. Don't nobody want to talk. Normally, y'all be all in the comments on it. But it is what it is. Shout out to everybody who tuned in on last night. Me and DJ, Go DJ Lady J Rock. I don't know why I always get tongue tied. But we did Midnight Madness on last night. I really am appreciative of all the shares and the love. And shout out to all those females. Shout out to all those artists. As y'all know, we got a new segment that we added to Midnight Madness, and it's called For Females Only. It is a top five countdown. Y'all shoot us your videos, MP4 format, please. Send those videos to kittypinkradio@gmail.com. We pick out our favorites, our top five favorites, and we present those every Thursday at midnight. I know a lot of people is like, it's so late, though. That's why it's called Midnight Madness. Why would we have a show called Midnight Madness and we going on earlier than midnight? I mean, make it make sense, y'all. Anyway, y'all check us out every Thursday. Also, for those of you who didn't, you can go on the page. You can go on any of the platforms where you listen to Kitty Pink Radio at. War of the Roses is back in a major, major way. Me and 4-5 made our debut this Wednesday and got a pretty, pretty nice little crowd from it. And not just that, y'all were excited about it. So that made me happy. And it means our work was not in vain. We're going to be bringing War of the Roses back to you all 2023 every Wednesday at 12:00 on Mondays. Once again, I told y'all can catch me on the Wild Out Radio. If you missed today's episode, if you miss Friday's episode or if I have random episodes through the week, because y'all know I be itching to talk and sometimes I just go live even when I'm not scheduled. But if you miss some of the shows, you can rewind on Mondays and catch them over there on the Wild Out Radio at 7 a.m. On Tuesdays, of course, we got Locked and Loaded. Shout out to everybody who's been reaching out. It's going to be some collabs coming. I'm also finna do some interviews. I'm so excited about that. I just want to thank y'all for supporting me. Thank y'all for watching. We few in numbers, but you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing myself gradually grow, and I'm proud of that. I be seeing few in numbers, and people be like, girl, you got such and such amount of people watching you, but I need like the K's, y'all. That's when we get the big checks from Facebook, when it's in the K's. That's when we get the big checks from Facebook and Twitch and Twitter and all them. But I love you. I want you to love yourself. Y'all make sure you enjoy your weekends. Make sure you are safe. Make sure you are looking out for yourself. Y'all, they are still out here kidnapping and trafficking people. It's not just women. They have the men's too. Y'all be careful out here. Watch your back. Keep some type of protection on you or whatever. The world is crazy. The world has gone mad. Protect your motherfucking self, because these motherfuckers is crazy out here, y'all. They crazy. I love you. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.
Whitney.
Wendy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my Lord, have I waited for this day?
Whitney, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Wendy.
For giving me this moment and not hanging up the phone.
No, I wouldn't do that to you, baby. And being, I'm gonna talk through.
And being as sassy as you want to be.
Wendy, I love you because you support me and you've been good to me on the radio. However, you know, watch what you say, baby girl.
But Whitney, watch what you do. And if
I know it's not, you don't even know what I do. Like you said, you never met me. You don't know me. You ain't been in my house. You don't live with me. You don't sleep with me. You don't do shit with me. But talk about me. So watch what you say. That's all, baby girl. That's all I'm asking you is watch what the fuck you say.
But Whitney,
what, baby?
I would love to have you come in the studio.
Okay, love. And we'll make a date. You call my machine. I'll call yours.
You murdered this man.
Yes.
You tortured him.
Of course. I took him to my house, walked him down the street. I don't know why the media acts like the motherfucker couldn't walk. He walked very well. Walked him upstairs, kicked his ass, and killed him.
Brown bitch, and she pretty thick. Call him Mix Exotic. He say he won't fuck with me. You came back because I'm really toxic. In a thumb blue. This bitch came to party. Guess we on demon time. Automatic porn star. Plus she giving throat. Bitch don't choke, she topping everybody. Brown bitch, and she pretty thick. Call him Mrs. Exotic. He say he won't fuck with me. You can't bake cause I'm really toxic. In a thumb blue, she giving clues. This bitch came to party. Guess we on demon time. Automatic porn star. Plus she giving throat. Bitch don't choke, she topping everybody. Know I love my bros. They on go, they stumping everybody. Tell him how you ate it. He a munch, he got a head problem. Fuck the ice like cold. Please wipe your nose. We curing everybody. Where you from? Them Beverly houses. Granny houses. Sleep on couches. What you know about trapping houses? Weighing pee and jumping houses. Fuck the laws, move like I'm Casper. My nigga, my ass got fouled. Stick and move, got cake and battle. Bitches mad, we'll make them matter. Took him down so it don't matter. He beat it in my car pack. He weigh it up, my favorite trapper. Punching in his favorite rapper. Play dumb, my favorite actor. Get smacked, don't do no capping.
Come here, boy, yeah.
Clapping chicks, now he see jelly. Chasing me like Tom and Jerry. Hoes be bored, can't fit my schedule. Busy bitch, stay fed and healthy. Who I'm fucking, ain't no telling. Pussy good, don't do no selling. Plus he love when I come over. Get on top, right like a rover. Stacking cake, don't do no post. They watching me, ain't got no motion. They throwing shade, I see the whole shit. Not phasing me, just know I know shit. She running game, just need exposure. She for the gang, I hope you know. Can't fuck with lames, he do be bogus. Can't play no games, ain't hocus pocus. Ooh, fuck, he make me come different. And when he beat it from the back, a boy, a freak is coming. He know I'm a freaky bitch, you right, but you can't come in. You can't tell me what to do, I'm period, babe, my fun's different. Brown bitch, and she pretty thick, call him Mrs. Exotic. He say he won't fuck with me, you can't, babe, cause I'm really toxic. In a thumb blue, she giving clues, this bitch came to party. Guess we on demon time, automatic porn star. Plus she giving throat, bitch don't choke, she topping everybody. Know I love my bros, they on go, they stumping everybody. Tell him how you ate it, he a munch, he got a head problem. Fuck the ice like cold, please wipe your nose, we curing everybody.
And she pretty thick, call him Mrs. Exotic. He say he won't fuck with me, you can't bake cause I'm really toxic. This bitch came to party, guess we on demon time. Automatic porn star.
Who the fuck, who the fuck is Miss Kitty? Is Miss Kitty? Is Miss Kitty? Is Miss Kitty?
Like a rodeo, I'ma ride on that dick like a rodeo. Like a rodeo, I'ma saddle up and ride you like a rodeo. Texting eggplants, now I'm sending him peaches. Kitty cats with the heart eyes. Boost jumps on my inner thighs. Caught you looking at my booty, now I see your dick, it's on the rise. Damn the way I ride it, caught him by surprise. So I ride him with no panties, fuck him like he won a Grammy. Started attention in my kitty, got him purring, ain't she pretty? If I fuck him off the Henny, he gon' say, damn girl, you litty. Yes, I'm litty, let's take a sit up on a dick. And if he act right, I might take a licky lick. Got them wide ass hips, grip my tummy while you tie him up on my rope. Hope he loving my deep throat. I'm free hand bucking. Don't get hung up while we fucking. like a rodeo. I'ma ride on that dick like a rodeo. Yeah, like a rodeo. I'ma saddle up and ride you like a rodeo. Uptown, uptown, uptown. Lethal. I just ate, I don't wanna die. He said, baby, let me eat you. Pussy water, call it see-through. Ass fat, exceed two. I'm hazmat, I kill a nigga. I only fuck with them triller niggas. I got him scared, I kill a nigga. Pull a dick out, let me feel it, nigga. Buy me dollars by the bag. Cash app, buy a billion, nigga. Stick out your tongue. Nigga, let me drive the boat. Fuck it, I'ma drive the yacht. Pull up on you like a dot. I could pass on the dick, but he gotta eat the box. Head game too advanced, toes curling in the socks. Got the nigga all tight, he can't even hit the block. You can't even keep a nigga, cause you don't make the pussy pop. Bop. Like a rodeo, I'ma ride on that dick like a rodeo. Yeah, like a rodeo. I'ma saddle up and ride you like a rodeo. Uptown, 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 uptown.
Who the fuck is Miss Kitty? Is Miss Kitty? Is Miss Kitty? Is Miss Kitty?
I don't know why I'm like this. I got finesse once, I used to be a nice bitch. Yeah, yeah. Now it's dollar signs and no bitch can check me. Check me. Fuck all you hoes. Respectfully.
We the blueprint, we set the trend. Thought we was gone, now we back again.
They counted us out, we're letting us in. We too hot, yeah, we needed some fans. Step on them, flex on them. Gave them a head start, rest on them. UGQ, 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 fuck the rest.
Grinding daily until I'm delirious. Decided they gon' take me serious. Lot of talk from the keyboard, but not in my face, cause it's already known what the business is. These bitches won't cover shit, I want a hundo. Don't know what they like, they just curious. And I'm always smooth the way that I move. You guessed it, I'm back on my bullshit.
I'm a commodity, bitch, you hot as me. Stepping on shit like 1,000 feet. In that big ass truck with that bitch on E. I break a bitch down like a swish of sweet. They want that gas, I keep that gas. It's on me, I jump out on feet. And I know that shit gotta hurt.
About to put a bunch of bitch ass niggas in the dirt. They be trying to fit us all up in the box. Some grease in the fire can make your shit pop. Yo, bitch, she be pulling all on my locks.
And I'm in her like an after hour. I hit the spot. Her pussy on wop, black on rocks. Green on crop, and my top on drop. And I'm black and ugly as ever. However, my bitch is not, and my nine go pop.
We the blueprint, we set the trend. Thought we was gone, now we back again.
They counted us out, we're letting us in. We too hot, yeah, we needed some fans. Step on them, flex on them. Gave them a head start, rest on them. UGQ, 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 fuck the rest of them.
The rest of these niggas, they ain't fucking with us. Yeah, they be acting like some hoes, we gon' treat them as such. And when we catch them outside, they be holding they nuts. So we be stepping on these niggas like some cigarette butts.
Human gas mask, nigga, I want all the smoke. If they want it, they can get it, nigga, that's on fuck. Let a nigga try me, I'ma fuck a bitch in his family. UGQ, bitch, no days low.
Okay, 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 solo, that's it. Don't give him, don't give him nothing else, bro. That's it. We out. UGQ, bitch. We're back. They gon' take me serious. Lot of talk from the keyboard, but not in my face, cause it's already.
Dudes always messaging me how they spoil me if I were the woman. It's your lucky day, bitch. Surprise. I'm wifey. I'm bae. I love you. Let's go shopping. Let's spend some money.
Let's run up 100 or better. I need the bag, I'm eating, I'm hungry. Five different ways, no matter the weather.
together. Same battle, let's see you do better. I'm with the mood, so come with whoever. Can't see I walk like a stepper, no bitch will come tell. So this Glocky is not a Beretta. Hey, let's get to the money, no bitches act funny. Let's run up 100 or better. I need the bag, I'm eating, I'm hungry. Five different ways, no matter the weather. Same battle, let's see you do better. I'm with the mood, so come with whoever. Can't see I walk like a stepper, no bitch will come tell. So this Glocky is not a Beretta.
I'm number one, not the two-do. Bitch, butt naked in the two-do. Bitch, switched up, that's cool, though. Niggas shoot shots, no free throw. Told a bitch to meet me at the Tico. Having more gas in the Tesco. Big booty bitch, told her, let's go. Said, do I love her? Told her, fuck no. Is that a little bitch from the islands? Never gave a fuck, baby, I'm childish. Money long, I can do this for hours. Freaky bitch, wanna fuck in the shower. Money make a hoe respect me, that's power. Precious the fuck, never needed a stylist. Bitch, I'm up next and put that on the Bible. Say that it smoke, see me and get quiet. On God, I can't even lie. Hoes big mad and I don't even try. I used to fuck and I stay with that fire. Nigga move smoother, tonight he gon' die. Say the wrong words, send him to the sky. No, I Kelly, I believe I can fly. Trust in these hoes, now I got the job. Big A.R., bitch, you kitchen on fire.
Hey, let's get to the money, no bitches act funny. Let's run up 100 or better. I need the bag, I'm eating, I'm hungry. Five different ways, no matter the weather. Same battle, let's see you do better. I'm with the mood, so come with whoever. They see I walk like a stepper, no bitch will come tell. So this Glocky is not a Beretta. Hey, let's get to the money, no bitches act funny, let's run up 100 or better. I need the bag, I'm eating, I'm hungry. Five different ways, no matter the weather. Same battle, let's see you do better. I'm with the mood, so come with whoever. They see I walk like a stepper, no bitch will come tell. So this Glocky is not a Beretta. Climbing you pee, but these little boys ain't players. Baby, you need you a hoe just to lay up. Never needed me a nigga to stay up. I'm gonna hustle like nigga, let's way up. No faith in hustle, then you better pray up. Go sit to work and trap slow as a snail. Smoking on Zy every time I inhale. Shooting too much, I got burned with the shell. Stop getting saved, come and speak for yourself. They must be lucky, got saved by the bell. Niggas ain't gangsta, been working with 12. Make you a trophy, put you on the shelf. Been pushing P, nigga, know I been player. Listen to no one, I gotta rebel. Say this ain't golly, we'll see you in hell. Walk in the building, they know the smell, let's go. Didn't want no handout, I got with the mood. Riding through Memphis, equipped with the two. Here come Payola, she gon' act a fool. Giving out lessons, I take them to school. Hop in the street if you don't know the rules. We can make money, you can't be my boo. Gon' do too much talking, ain't got nothing to prove. Stop acting tough like you ain't got nothing to lose. Let's get to the money, no bitches act funny. Let's run up 100 or better. I need the bag, I'm eating, I'm hungry. Five different ways, no matter the weather. Same battle, let's see you do better. I'm with the mood, so come with whoever. They see I walk like a stepper, no bitch will come tell. So this Glocky is not a Beretta. Hey, let's get to the money, no bitches act funny. Let's run up 100 or better.
My friends be like, how come you not famous yet? I be like, you didn't share my shit. How come you ain't shared it yet? That's what I don't understand. That's why I'm not famous.
I used to talk to this girl. And we used to text really heavy. Because that's just what us girls do. Anyway, I texted her one day and I was like, what you doing? And she texted back that she was on the floor. And I'm like, what the fuck going on, bitch? You fail? You good? You okay? You need me to come check on you? And she said, sometimes she just get on the floor and whatever she's feeling, she allows that emotion to come out while she's sitting on the floor. And when she gets up, she leaves it there and she walks away. Get on the floor today, y'all. That's all. That's it. That's all.
Pussy, 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 p
surfer.
Pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Ever fuck with a squirter? Drown a nigga, that's murder. Don't be scared, you won't hurt her. Beat it up, Ike Turner. Cat talking, it's calling. So tight, you won't fall in. Long dick, I want it all in. Put the head shaft in the balls in. Then I grip the dick a little tighter. Spread my legs a little wider. Ride it rough, I'm a rider. Bitch trippin', I'm a slider. School's in, I'm a teacher. Soul snatchin', I'm the reaper. Put it in a little deeper. You a has-been and I'm a keeper. She the type of hoe to get on your case. I'm the type to come sit on your face. Open up wide, get you a taste. You could do it right or you'll be replaced. I can make him feel good when it's gushy. Make him pay a bit of fill on my nucky. Have him callin' in work playing hooky. Better nigga fall in love with this pussy. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet.
It's so wet like a koozie jet. Rain hard in a tsunami. Decline dive for a blind dive. What would you do for this poo night? If I gave you some, better hold your tongue. Gotta keep a secret like Illuminati. If I fuck them right, then my boo got me. Woke up and my boo got it. Fold me up like an origami. This is porn for your radio. For round two, I want more money. Juicy mouth for fellatio. Bust one, I'm a double back. When it comes to head, I'm a brainiac. Tie me up, bend me like over. That. I'm a real like nympho that. Maniac. Wow. Some girls is closet freaks. Not me, I'm a hedonistic. Slim, thick, got ass for weeks. It's all real, so it's realistic. Knees weak from my technique. My wet creek is a golden ticket. I made them come on my ass cheeks. Then I rubbed it in and it felt terrific.
Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet.
Filthy. Just filthy. Pay attention. Isaiah 1